I'm actually here because I'm the associate director for medical services at Texas A&M Student Health Center, not because I'm an otolaryngologist necessarily. And we're very involved with student health, obviously, because that's what we do for a living every day. We get about one scare of meningitis a year or so, so we stay pretty much up to date on everything. How the meningitis vaccine sort of came about in some of the schedules were they thought that it had a lifespan of about 10 years. So it's recommended that they get the vaccine when they're 11 or 12, and they thought that that would cover them throughout, you know, junior high, high school, most of their college career, when they'd be living in close quarters or being in close classrooms, traveling on buses, those kinds of things, or in the military where they were close in the barracks. But they found out that it starts to fade at about 5 years. So the requirements that came up, actually the Texas law was based on two sort of really unfortunate students, one at University of Texas and one at our school. That didn't go well, and they hadn't been vaccinated. So there is a law that he mentioned. It became effective January 1st, 2012. Anybody under 30 had to have the vaccine, and it had to be within kind of a five-year period of time. They have no more 10-year kind of stuff. They weren't very specific, though, because we get international students, and there are vaccines overseas that only cover two of the subgroups. There's some big loopholes there because they weren't really covering what we see here. They cover what they see in China or Africa. So the law is sort of being modified, and the last one was just last year. They've dropped the age down to 22 now, so anybody over 22 is kind of safe, which takes a lot of our graduate international students out of the mix, which is good for them. Hopefully, you know, because they've reached the age where it's not as common for them to get it. There is a hepatitis B. There is a meningitis B vaccine available. Now, it's only been out about 2 weeks. The problem with it is it doesn't cover the other subgroups. So you'd have to get the regular meningitis vaccine plus the meningitis B vaccine, which is a three-dose schedule over 6 months. I'm not sure how many people are going to be running to get that. So we have a stockpile ordered just to kind of have on hand in case there's somewhat of a scare that goes on and people want to be vaccinated. But we're really kind of waiting for CDC guidelines on when to give it and everything. And I'm going to end there.